Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 12th. Today's word is newfangled, spelled N-E-W-F-A-N-G-L-E-D. Newfangled is an adjective that means attracted to novelty. It can also mean of the newest style or kind. Here's the word used in a sentence from Fortune.com by Adam Leshinsky. If you're more like me and less like the authors of Fortune's outstanding blockchain and cryptocurrency site, The Ledger, this newfangled stuff is more often than not clear as mud. I don't intend to completely elucidate it for you in one day. The word newfangled is actually a pretty old one. It dates all the way back to the 15th century and likely developed from the even older adjective newfangle, which probably derives from a combination of the Middle English-derived new and the Old English word fangle, from a verb meaning to take. In its earliest documented uses, newfangled describes a person who was fond of new things, fashions, or ideas. Current usage indicates that newfangled is used, sometimes deprecatingly, to describe anything that is new, hip, hot, or happening, while other times it's used with irony for something, such as rock music, that might have been new at one time, but is hardly new anymore. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.